Citywide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, partly to mostly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, isolated storms early, then sunny skies, mid 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 75.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The pace of payments from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, has slowed recently. USDA, a long way from distributing the full $16 billion in direct payments to farmers.
We are looking at that to see, you know, what are the reasons that, you know, right now we're around $6.8 billion that have been paid out.
That's USDA Deputy Secretary Steve Sinske. He says producers have until the 28th of this month to apply.
I know anecdotally I've talked to some producers who are now just beginning to sign up and fill out their form. So hopefully folks will get that in. But we know that the need's out there, so we do think that there's going to be the demand for it.
Well, could we see some changes to the formula if that next round of CFAP, if it happens, and so payments will reach more farmers? Sinske says they're exploring options now that they'll have more money from Congress to work with.
They gave us $14 billion to be in CCC funds, but that wasn't going to be made available until after our June 30th financial statements. And so now we are just now receiving those dollars. We're taking a look to see how do we spend those dollars to basically try to top up. We're taking a look to see how do we change the formulas to try to increase producers' revenue there. And obviously we want to try to help producers as much as possible.
Sinske added that there will not be another round of market facilitation payments now that USMCA and the Phase 1 trade deal with China are in force. And he said China has been stepping up with purchases of U.S. ag commodities lately, but
they need to do more. If they're going to meet that $36.5 billion mark, they have to step it up even more, and so we're monitoring that very closely.
Sinske was in Indiana this week, a keynote speaker of the 100th anniversary celebration of the American Soybean Association. Ag News from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. We at AgView.net are proud to deliver you policy and market-impacting information to help you make the best decision for your operation. We're not the biggest, but we are reliable and relevant. And in 2020, we'll continue to deliver you the information you need in the form you need it. On this radio station, on AgView.net, and on Facebook at AgView, and Twitter at AgView News. The important issues need a reliable and relevant voice. This station at AgView.net.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Red Cross is still asking for individuals who have tested positive for COVID-19 and may have the antibodies to donate blood in order to help other patients that may be suffering from the COVID-19 virus.
We are supporting the collection of convalescent plasma as there are some indications that the convalescent plasma can be used for those who are suffering from COVID-19. To help and aid in recovery.
That was Michelle Jans, the Red Cross Regional Executive on KSN News. If you'd like to donate, you can go to redcross.org. In other news, authorities are investigating the death of two men found with gunshot wounds in a backyard in southeast Kansas City. KSN News reports that the shooting was reported around 6 p.m. on Saturday. The two men were given aid, but both died at the scene of the shooting. The investigation is still ongoing, and detectives are working to find any witnesses and determine whether the men lived at the home where they were found. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Amanda Adkins, the new Republican nominee in Kansas's 3rd Congressional District, will be tested for the coronavirus after the campaign was told a supporter at her primary night election party has tested positive for the virus. Adkins campaign manager Matt Patterson said Friday Adkins would take the test within 5 days. She also will self-quarantine for 14 days and take another test at the end of her quarantine. Adkins of Overland Park won Tuesday's primary last week in a field of 5 candidates and will face Democrat Representative incumbent Sharice Davids in the November general election. And police in Topeka continue to search for the suspect in the death of a woman who was killed by a stray bullet as she stood in her front yard. The shooting happened late on Wednesday night as 62-year-old Jerry Lynn Ross was in her yard. Police say she was an innocent bystander caught in the crossfire of two parties shooting at each other. Police have said they're searching for the person of interest based on video images of someone shooting, but have not announced any arrests. Ross's family says she was a real estate and property manager who owned and operated Homes by Ross in Topeka. Good America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Police in Lincoln closed down a bowling alley this weekend for violating the city's coronavirus restrictions after the owner vowed to fight the rules requiring people to wear masks in public places. Saturday, Lincoln police enforced the local health department's order to close Madsen's Bowling and Billiards for violating restrictions related to the coronavirus outbreak. Officials have said that employees at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards weren't wearing face coverings, patrons were told that masks were optional, and people weren't far enough apart. Another state prisons worker has tested positive for COVID-19. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said in a news release late Thursday that the staffer works at the Diagnostic and Evaluation Center in Lincoln. The department says the staffer is self-isolating at home. The latest case brings the number of prison employees across the state to test positive for the virus to 48. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. With schools starting around the listening area soon, many parents are starting to get their kids ready for school like they never have before. Health concerns are at the top of the list. Schools have done many things to help prepare for the school year. Kids will be wearing masks, temperatures will be taken, but Tammy Stoll from the Marshall County Health Department said there are a few other things that parents can do as well.
Things that we recommend that the children do is practice good hand washing. Parents need to wash masks. You know, it doesn't have to be daily, but when they appear soiled or at least on a weekly basis, the masks need washed. Washing water bottles, whether they're put in the dishwasher or hot soapy water. Keep your kids home if they're sick. If they act like they don't feel well, or if they're running a fever, even if they got a scratchy throat or just feeling unwell, keep them home. We can just do that and stay positive. That's one thing we really need to encourage is everybody just keeping a positive attitude because we're all in this together.
Stoll talked about things to do to help keep kids healthy.
Make sure that they're eating properly, staying hydrated, vitamins if they need to, keeping their hands washed, keeping your distance from other individuals, covering coughs, just the general respiratory etiquette that is recommended, but in COVID time especially, trying to keep your distance, which is difficult for children.
Stoll also said that vaccinations are also important, and with that, Marshall County Health Department will host back-to-school immunization clinic Monday, August the 10th at the Axel Legion Community Building from 4:30 to 7, Tuesday, August 11th at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 4:30 to 7, and Thursday, August 13th at the Frankfort City Hall from 4:30 to 7. In Marysville, they are offered at the Health Department office. School vaccine requirements and additional related information are posted on their website at marshallcohealth.org. The Marshall County Area on Aging will be distributing breadbasket commodities on Friday, August 14th. If you are not already signed up, you may do so at the time of distribution, but please bring along a copy of proof of income that they can keep with your application. This distribution is only for people that qualify financially. Boxes will be handed out from their bus bay on the south side of the Helverine Center. Just drive up and a box will be handed to you. This is for one day only. No boxes can be saved for a later date. Call the Marshall County Agency on Aging if you have any questions, 785-562-5522. Evelyn R. Richardson, age 89, of Marysville, passed away August 9th. Funeral service will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial will be in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday from 10 to 9 with family receiving guests from 4 to 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, who is in charge of the arrangements for Evelyn Richardson.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we do have a cold front making its way across the central and east central parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off slowly as we head over the next several days. This is going to bring on again, off again chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, looks like, for the next several days. Otherwise, temperature-wise, we're going to see warm temps for today, but behind that cold front, a little bit cooler as we head over the next few days. So across the area, partly to mostly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, isolated storms early, sunny skies mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, we'll continue with isolated storms overnight, upper 60s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the upper 80s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville has the largest selection of greeting cards in the area. No matter the occasion, no matter the distance, the perfect card will brighten your loved one's day. Browse individual cards for an extra personal touch or pick up a box set so you are ready for any occasion. Shower people with love and affection through the magic of cards from Reflections Hallmark.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years. Working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
There's a heavenly fireworks display on tap this week. We will share some viewing tips for one of the year's most prolific meteor showers on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 10th, the 223rd day of the year. Socialite Kylie Jenner celebrates her birthday, and it's statehood day for Missouri. The Show Me State joined the Union on this day 199 years ago. One of the year's best meteor showers takes place over the next few evenings. The Perseid shower can produce over 50 shooting stars per hour, but the timing this year is a bit of a toss-up. The pre-dawn hours are typically prime time, but a quarter moon may dim the view. You might steal a peek in the late evening before moonrise. And here's an expert meteor viewing tip. Keep your smartphone in your pocket. It takes several minutes for your eyes to adjust to the dark sky. Glancing at a bright screen disrupts that process. So keep your eyes on the sky, not your phone. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you're looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Hunter Dozier hit a two-run single in his first at-bat since testing positive for COVID-19. Prized prospect Brady Singer earned his major league win, and the Kansas City Royals swept the Minnesota Twins 4-2. The Royals won their fourth in a row overall yesterday. The Twins lost all three at Kauffman Stadium and have dropped four straight. Dozier, who hit 26 home runs last year and tied for the big league lead with 10 triples, hadn't played this season while recovering from the virus. He quickly delivered, putting the Royals ahead 2-0 in the first inning. Up next for the Royals, they'll take on the Cincinnati Reds. First pitch tomorrow evening is at 5:40. This fall, D2 athletes won't play for national titles. The NCAA President's Council made that decision last Wednesday to cancel championships for all fall sports in Division II amid the coronavirus pandemic. Mid-America Network Sports.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A former Los Angeles Angels employee is charged in last year's death of Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Correspondent Clayton Neville says Skaggs died of an alleged drug overdose during a team road trip to Texas.
Former L.A. Angels communications director Eric Kay charged with conspiracy to distribute fentanyl. U.S. Attorney Aaron Neely Cox with the Northern District of Texas says a series of pills were found in Tyler Skaggs' hotel room after he died. After an investigation with local police and the DEA, Kay was linked to the drugs. He's now accused of giving them to Skaggs ahead of the pitcher's death. Cox attributing Skaggs' death directly to the lace pills.
But for the fentanyl, Mr. Skaggs would be alive today.
A drug, she says, is behind the death of others.
Fentanyl and its analogs killed more than 30,000 Americans last year, 10% more than in the year prior. This devastation caused by this deadly scourge has swept across the country and landed in all of our backyard.
I'm Clayton Neville.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Moon Valley Pilea's deeply dimpled apple green leaves with bronze highlights inspired its common name. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Some of you may know it as friendship plant because it's easy to start new plants from cuttings to pass along to friends. Grow Moon Valley Pilea in an African violet or similar rich, well-drained potting mix. Water thoroughly when the top inch of soil is just starting to dry. Avoid overly dry or soggy soils that can result in leaf drop. Place it among your other houseplants or on a gravel tray to increase the humidity around this tropical beauty. Give it bright indirect light and a turn every so often to encourage even growth. Too much sun can scorch the leaves, while too little results in leggy plants. If the plant does become leggy with age, give it a pinch to promote more compact growth. And if it's too far gone, take cuttings and start a new plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
He was one of the great leaders of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. And when you consider he began his life in slavery, what he accomplished is even more amazing. His story is next on The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
His story is one of the most remarkable in American history. Born a slave on the Burroughs Plantation in Southern Virginia on April 5th, 1856, Booker T. Washington grew up in a world where every day was a work day with very little play.
It was against the law for slaves to get an education in Virginia at that time. So he spent his days doing remedial chores around the farm, toting water to the men and women working in the field, helping his mother, who was the cook in the plantation kitchen. And he mentioned some specific jobs, like being called into the master's house to work a series of fans to help keep the house flies away from the dinner table.
Timothy Sims says that although Washington wasn't allowed to go to school, he showed an eagerness to learn right from the start. For his first 9 years of life, he was a slave. But in the spring of 1865, word of Lee's surrender at Appomattox was soon followed by emancipation for the slaves at this plantation.
Washington remembers the day of emancipation taking place on this farm when a stranger rode in on horseback, dressed in a blue uniform, stood on the front veranda of the big house, and read what Washington thought was a copy of the Emancipation Proclamation. He remembered there was a great excitement and jubilation the day that they took their first breath of freedom.
Soon after, Washington's mother took their family to West Virginia, where she was reunited with her husband. Washington heard of a school in Hampton, Virginia for former slaves, and he made it his goal to study there. He traveled with little to no money and then encountered a most unusual test to gain admittance to the place.
When he showed up at Hampton, he was penniless, dressed in ragged clothes, but the teacher who gave him the chance to get into the school seemed to understand that there was something special about Booker T. Washington.
Washington is probably best known for his role in building Tuskegee Institute in Alabama. And we'll have that story next time as we travel the countryside near Roanoke, Virginia. I'm Andrew McCray.
Today on
on Living the Country Life Radio, a Cenex expert will discuss how premium fuels and lubricants can help protect and improve your farm equipment's performance. Stay tuned.
Protect diesel engines with premium Cenex lubricants. Choose SuperLube TMS, a conventional heavy-duty diesel engine oil engineered to deliver protection for new, current, and older diesel engines. SuperLube TMS protects against soot, prevents sludge deposits, and slows oil thickening. The power needed to weather long hours and heavy, dusty road conditions. The power of Cenex lubricants keeps engines running like a well-oiled machine.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Get the power you need for your farm equipment. The power of peace of mind that dependable Cenex lubricants deliver. With decades of proven off-road performance, backed by the industry-leading Cenex Total Protection Plan warranty, Cenex heavy-duty diesel engine oils, hydraulic fluids, gear lubricants, and greases are formulated to provide superior protection for load-bearing equipment. The power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
There's a well-known quote that says preparation is the key to success. And that's certainly true when it comes to farming. It's important for farmers to set themselves up for success by planning for what's ahead, especially when it comes to important seasons like harvest. We're here today with Mimi Folkman, a premium lubricants expert from Cenex, the energy brand of CHS, to talk about an easy way farmers can ensure their equipment is ready for a smooth and successful harvest. Mimi, tell us, what does a machine's lubricant have to do with preparing for harvest?
So an engine oil is really the lifeblood of your equipment. It not only keeps you moving, but it touches every component, keeping them protected and clean. And as it moves through the engine, it picks up any traces of any contents that might be inside. And by analyzing these, you can identify any underlying issues that could become a catastrophic event during harvest. It's a really simple and easy process. And all they need to do is pick up a LubeScan used oil analysis kit from their local Cenex distributor, take a sample, and submit it to receive a report.
Are there any warning signs to look for in a used oil analysis report?
Yes. So there are two specific elements to look out for. First is a high level of metals. This typically means that moving parts are rubbing together and that metal fragments are breaking off into the oil. Second is the presence of coolant, fuel, and other contaminants like dirt or water, which are a major issue because they actually destroy an oil's ability to lubricate. If you find any of these harmful trace elements in your report, it's really important to take the recommended actions so that you can correct them before harvest.
Once you have your used oil analysis results back, what should you do next to prepare your equipment for harvest?
So once you receive your report, you should review and take any recommended actions that are listed. The second thing you should do is stock up on premium quality lubricants, like our premium line of Cenex Maxtron products, which are engineered to withstand tough conditions. They're built with quality ingredients to provide excellent wear protection, deposit control, which actually helps prolong the life of your equipment. And so by completing these two tasks now, you can really set yourself up for success.
Thank you for the helpful information, Mimi.
I bet you've heard the phrase, money is the root of all evil. In fact, I've probably even said it myself. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. The expression comes from the Bible, but what it really says is that the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, money in and of itself, it isn't a bad thing. In fact, it's necessary. It's a tool to be used for good. But when you're emotionally attached to money, the tool becomes a trap. It's not money that's the problem. It's the love of money. Think about money as a tool God provides for you. That will help you manage it in a way that's aligned with your faith. It becomes a powerful way for you to provide for your needs, care for your family, and support your church and community. And it helps you feel more inclined to share this gift with others on your Wise with Money journey.
Like the first bird, praise for the
days for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rains new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sun.
This weekend, come enjoy the 51st annual Baby Milo Festival. There's something for everyone. Petting zoo, pony rides, and a kitty carnival. Softball and sand volleyball tournaments, a glow run, truck show, frog jumping, and grease pig contests, kids bike races, helicopter rides, of course, Milo and corn exhibits, and much, much more. So grab the family and head to Baby this weekend for the 51st annual Baby Milo Festival.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give Farm?
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, Tom, and Rob at
353-2210. The beef industry lays out a plan for the next 5 years. That's today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The beef industry's new long-range plan for 2021 to 2025 includes the best of the previous plan with a couple of new twists. Here's a quick rundown. There are four industry objectives. One is to grow global demand for U.S. beef by promoting its health, nutrition, flavor, and safety benefits. Two is improve industry-wide profitability through packer expansion and new value capture models. Three, focusing on sustainability, and four, traceability. Keith Belk, head of animal sciences at Colorado State University, was on the task force that produced the plan.
We believe that it is time to add a traceability component to the U.S. production system for purposes of addressing and protecting animal health in the population. And we just think that in this day and age, it would be remiss to not do this.
Belk says traceability will likely help exports as well.
Most countries that purchase beef from the United States, particularly the higher valued cuts, they want to know more about how the product that they're importing is produced because there's a trust factor involved.
I'll cover strategies of the beef plan in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hello and good Monday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. We'll look at the latest crop progress report that was just released at a few states at a time as the 2020 hard red winter wheat harvest is progressing through South Dakota right now at about 80% complete, Montana near 50% complete, Idaho 33, Oregon 61, and Washington up there in the far northwest at 38%. The momentum should continue with favorable conditions expected right now. The wheat data of the 354 samples collected, 335 are in testing as of right now. Good overall test weight and the 1,000 kernel weight did not change. Protein increased once again to 12%. We'll look at this week in comparison to last week. The moisture content right now at 10.4% in comparison to the 11.1% tested last week. The protein again goes up to 12% in comparison to 11.9% of last week. We'll look at the test weights again coming in at 80.6. The foreign material still at 0.2% and the damage still very limited at 0.2%. We'll look now at the weather as most areas have not been harvested. They do expect hot and generally dry conditions coming up in the next week, which certainly will help things favorable along and move forward quickly. As the crop conditions right now, early reports from Montana indicating a impressive crop with high test weights, protein, and yields. However, up at the far northwest, Washington and Oregon, Idaho, they're also reporting sound crops as well with above average yields. In comparison to the five-year average, the moisture levels are certainly higher, but the protein right now as well as the test weights are a bit lower. Sam Speck with your latest harvest update as well as all market updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer.
It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
KNDY.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Large U.S. ending corn stocks could swell even larger this fall, and that's not just because of increased yields. A bumper crop combined with diminished demand due to the pandemic could boost new crop ending U.S. stocks to the highest level in some 33 years. A new farmer survey out by Farm Futures found 2020 corn yield predictions increasing 11.5 bushels per acre from 2019 to 178.9 bushels per acre. The dry growing conditions intensifying in some regions this summer, but with 72% of the corn rated good or excellent in that August 3rd crop progress report, it appears that 2020 production will likely continue along the trend line forecast. The 2020 corn yield estimate would raise 2020 corn production to 15.032 billion bushels. That is 32 million bushels higher than the July 2020 WASDE the estimate. While the ending stocks would likely rise to 2.68 billion bushels in the U.S., that is the largest volume since 1987 and raises downside price potential if demand remains stifled amidst the coronavirus pandemic and increasing the ending stocks. Soybean yield prospects also more favorable than the last year. Growers in the survey estimate 2020 yields at 51 bushels per acre. That's up 3.6 bushels per acre from 2019. If realized, that would put 2020 soybean production at 4.233 billion bushels, 98 million bushels higher than July 20 WASDE projections and 19% higher than 2019 production. Soybeans have weathered the summer hot and dry weather slightly better than corn, as the latest crop progress showed 73% of the nation's soybeans rated good or excellent. And Farm Futures survey respondents expect to see a 1.8 bushel per acre drop in wheat yields in 2020 after dry growing conditions plagued much of the southern plains. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you. And the first 2 days this week, I want to talk about one of my concerns in agriculture, and that's the safety on farms while driving ATVs. I'll share my thoughts after this message. But if you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp seeds, coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Simply call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. So call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flora.com. That's FLURA.com. I would guess quite a few of you can remember the organization Farm Safety for Farm Kids that was with us for several years, about 6 years ago. Well, we're still concerned about safety for farm kids as they go through a crop year. And there's now an organization at the University of Iowa, Carver College of Medicine, that is concerned about farm accidents on ATVs. because some people look at those machines as toys, but they are a workhorse. And because of the COVID-19 situation this year, there were more bike injuries and ATV injuries, according to Dr. Charles Jennison, who heads up the agency. And it's probably because the kids were not in school this summer. So Dr. Jennison and his colleagues in the Free Coalition for Kids Injury-Free started a collaborative study to compare injuries during COVID-19 to a year ago. And Dr. Jennison said, clearly we are seeing more injuries, including involving ATVs. Overall, injuries are probably 4 to 5 times higher because many don't go to the ER. And in the U.S., about 40,000 children under the age of 16 are treated in emergency departments for ATV-related injuries each year. That's according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Sometimes those injuries are fatal. In late March of this year, a 5-year-old Alabama boy was riding ATVs with his older brother on the family farm, and the older brother noticed his little brother was no longer behind him. He went back and found the younger boy unconscious in a pond, and he later died. It was one of 10 incidents involving children and ATVs recorded from March 1st through July 15th, and 5 of those were fatal. AginjuryNews.org, which began as a project within the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety, that's at the Marshfield, Wisconsin Clinic Research Institute, is an open-access online database that catalogs adult and child-related agricultural reports from media and other sources. And the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that children younger than 16 not operate ATVs. I'll talk more about that tomorrow. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Today on Successful Farming Radio, a Cenex expert will discuss how premium fuels and lubricants can help protect and improve your farm equipment's performance. Stay tuned.
Protect diesel engines with premium Cenex lubricants. Choose SuperLube TMS, a conventional heavy-duty diesel engine oil engineered to deliver protection for new, current, and older diesel engines. SuperLube TMS protects against soot, prevents sludge deposits, and slows oil thickening. The power needed to weather long hours and heavy, dusty road conditions. The power of Cenex lubricants keeps engines running like a well-oiled machine.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Get the power you need for your farm equipment. The power of peace of mind that dependable Cenex lubricants deliver. With decades of proven off-road performance, backed by the industry-leading Cenex Total Protection Plan warranty, Cenex heavy-duty diesel engine oils, hydraulic fluids, gear lubricants, and greases are formulated to provide superior protection for load-bearing equipment. The power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
There's a well-known quote that says preparation is the key to success, and that's certainly true when it comes to farming. It's important for farmers to set themselves up for success by planning for what's ahead, especially when it comes to important seasons like harvest.
We're here today with Mimi Folkman, a premium lubricants expert from Senex, the energy brand of CHS, to talk about an easy way farmers can ensure their equipment is ready for a smooth and successful harvest. Mimi, tell us, what does a machine's lubricant have to do with preparing for harvest?
So an engine oil is really the lifeblood of your equipment. It not only keeps you moving, but it touches every component, keeping them protected and clean. And as it moves through the engine, it picks up any traces of any contents that might be inside. And by analyzing these, you can identify any underlying issues that could become a catastrophic event during harvest. It's a really simple and easy process. And all they need to do is pick up a LubeScan used oil analysis kit from their local Senex distributor, take a sample, and submit it to receive a report.
Once you have your used oil analysis results back, what should you do next to prepare your equipment for harvest?
So once you receive your report, you should review and take any recommended actions that are listed. The second thing you should do is stock up on premium quality lubricants, like our premium line of Senex Maxtron products, which are engineered to withstand tough conditions. They're built with quality ingredients to provide excellent wear protection, deposit control, which actually helps prolong the life of your equipment. And so by completing these two tasks now, you can really set yourself up for success.
Thank you for the helpful information, Mimi.
The tough new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a 2500 HD two-door work truck. It's four-wheel drive, 2500 HD LTZ, and 2500 HD High Country Edition. It's the Duramax Z71 package at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Hello and good Monday. Sims back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday points now, we're still seeing a mostly mixed start to the week, as it is a new start to a new trading week. But through the ag commodities, a mixed start to the week in the grains especially, as September corn still up 3 1/4, selling at $3.11 a bushel. December right now to 3.22 3/4, that's up 2 cents. The wheat complex, though, is mostly lower still. Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat continuing to give up prices. September Kansas City wheat down 5 1/4 to 4.10 1/4. December down a nickel to 4.22 1/4. Soybeans are back into the green. August beans up 5 1/2 to 8.75 3/4. September up 4 1/2 to $8.70 1/4. Soybean meal also in the green. September up 2.70 to 2.84.70. However, the oil is slightly lower, down 5 points at 30.81. Cotton complex still slightly higher as well. December cotton up 29 at 62.66. Into the livestock. It's been a mostly mixed day today. August feeder cattle back into the green, up a nickel at 142.77. However, the rest of the complex shows weakness. September down 47 to 144.65. August live cattle still up 60 cents at 103.40. October up 52 at 106.97. But same there for the live cattle, some weakness in the back months. And a big day for the hogs still, though, as August lean hogs up 167, sitting at 52.67, and triple-digit gains beyond there. Crude oil up 69 cents, selling at 41.90. A barrel. Unleaded gas is up 3 cents to 124 a gallon. Heating oil up a penny to 123, and natural gas still a bit lower, down 6 at 217. Whale of a day for silver. September silver is up 160, selling at 29.14. August gold's at 2,033.10. That's up $23 on the day, and the dollar index still down 1 point at 93.39. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spank, with your latest market update here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Portland, New York, San Francisco. These sanctuary cities defy federal law and give safe harbor to illegal immigrant criminals. Congressman Roger Marshall and Senator Jerry Moran have been fighting to secure our border and enforce America's immigration laws. Congressman Marshall and Senator Moran, they have voted to crack down on liberal sanctuary cities and take federal money away from these havens for dangerous criminals. Call Congressman Marshall at 785-829-9000 and Senator Moran at 316-269-9257. Urge them to support H.R. 3000 and S-1644, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Cut federal funds. Turn up the heat on sanctuary cities. Stop giving dangerous illegal immigrant criminals a place to hide right here in America. And keep fighting illegal immigration. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kids, why are you inside watching TV?
We don't want to go outside.
Because the mosquitoes will bite us.
Mosquito Squad took care of all the mosquitoes, remember? I haven't seen any wasps, ants, or earwigs either. You'll be fine as long as you stay in the yard.
We don't want to stay in the yard.
Oh, good grief.
Call Brad and John Eichelberger with Mosquito Squad of Marysville in Manhattan. They offer a variety of options, including their 21-day satisfaction guaranteed barrier treatment. Call Mosquito Squad at 785-877-8486. And remember,
the only good mosquito is a dead one.
The only station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.